The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
El cliente de servicio móvil al que llama no se encuentra disponible. Favor de intentar más tarde.
Message 1. US01LV.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Manolo. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I'm not actually on the phone with y'all.
How funny. Yeah, I called you back and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. So, okay. I don't know who you're on the other line with, but there was a note here that you wanted me to call you back so you could make the payment.
Yeah, just letting you know that the payment, I've paid the card. You should be able to go ahead and make the payment.
And you wanted to do the $49 for just the website hosting, right?
No, I didn't. I said that I wanted to cut all ties with y'all. I said it very clear yesterday, and y'all keep on bringing this up, and then even y'all send me text. I told you that it's just a bunch of, like, spam and robocalls that I'm getting. Like, I have gotten nothing productive from y'all. And
Got
I thought
it.
That was
so
the guarantee, right, was that you were supposed to get me on the top 10. I just spoke to the other lady, and she's like, oh, I see, yeah, we haven't, you know, so, like, I'm lost here. Like, isn't it your guarantee to put me on the first 10 pages or whatever Google top 10?
So what we promise is the first page placement. There's only 20 companies on the first page at any given time, and that's absolutely what we promise. But I think what is affecting you, if we look at it right now, of course you're not ranking because the account's been in suspension
for almost
a month.
So we'll put a pause there.
Mm-hmm.
If by your standards, I am not on there. Yes,
because
no.
The March 23rd payment.
It doesn't matter what excuse it has.
No, it does, Manolo, because hear me out for a minute, please. Google changes the algorithms daily, right? It
That's
happens
not my problem. That's y'all's thing to
right,
take care of.
When
and
in a past due status, they don't do the programming because the account's in a past due status. Had that March 23rd payment.
Y'all never got me on the first page at all. It's never been on that. At any point in time.
I think you and I shared this before, though. I can screenshot it and send it to you, but I know I went over this with you, where in the time that you've been with us, your company had been found on the first page 584 times, and you had 22 Google actions, including clicks to site and clicks to call you from the first page. So in addition to that, let me just go back to that other section. 13 leads on the dashboard coming from the call tracking number that we provided for you. So,
and have y'all went over the recordings because they were most of all sales calls?
No, I haven't gone over the recordings. I'm just showing you what's on the dashboard right now. If I listened to the recordings right now, I'd have to, you know, kind of put you on hold. But that's all I'm trying to tell you is that when the account went into suspension after that March 23rd payment didn't go through, that's when all of the programming and the algorithm updates stopped. If that payment had gone through, you would have been seeing even stronger and stronger results. But they don't do any type of programming when an account's in a past due status. So that's the whole problem, right?
But y'all still charge for your service is what I'm understanding from all that.
Right, and that's why if you want to pay the past due and cancel, I'll respect it, but if it were me, I would probably want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you pay for anyway. And one thing I can do just as a courtesy to help you out is I can take the payment and then push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full until May 19th. Now, keep in mind, you're still on that month-to-month subscription. So if come May 19th you still want to cancel, no problem. You just call us a couple of days ahead of time and cancel and you don't have any further charges. But that way you would get more bang for your buck out of what, you know, you're kind of obligated to do by the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I don't see that y'all have monitored y'all in, and then I'm hearing excuses like all the way around. Like, you're giving me raw numbers, raw data, but not actual results. You're like, oh, you've gotten this much views and calls. But, I mean, out of the calls, if y'all, you said y'all have a recorded line, if you review those calls, like, I think one of them was actually a lead and the rest were all robo and spam calls. And the
which
the
is very strong considering that at that point you had only been with us for like, what, 60 days? And we promised first page placement in 30 to 45 days. So, I mean,
but
you started getting some traction. And then at that point, we started having, you know, the issues with the payment. And that's when it started. Nobody hits a button here and deletes everything. And, you know, all of a sudden you come off the first page. But if those algorithm updates aren't being performed on a consistent and frequent basis, then of course you're going to slip off the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, right? It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to not only get a business on the first page, but to keep you there. So in the keywords, it even shows like which keywords you came up for. So it says of the 584 times you were found, 41 times you were found for the keyword landscape, 15 times, and I don't know.
So what's it attract? I mean, that could be me looking for it, you know, and
It could be you if you put in landscape and then you saw yourself up there. Google would definitely track that as an impression.
Yeah.
But then there was landscaping, all Texan lawn care. You came up 15 times under that search, which is funny because, you know, that's not your business name. But Google picked up that you're a lawn care company and they put you on the first page for that. Best leaf removal companies near me, you came up. Brazos Landscape. Brian Lawn Service, Brian Texas Landscaping, that could be maybe you checking it. Brian Texas Lawn Mowing Services, Buffalo Grass Cut, College Station Landscaping, Decking Landscaping, Fence Removal near me, Grass Companies near me, Ground Keeper near me. So there's 39 different keywords on here that you were starting to come up for, and then that's when everything just kind of halted. So, like I said, you know, I want to, you know, respect your wishes either way. So if you want to just, you know, pay the past
yeah,
due and
we'll
be done with
pay,
it, we can.
Pay, be done with it.
Yeah. Okay. And then yeah, I'll, like I said, respect that. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
No, it's just go ahead and run the same card. I went ahead and unlocked it.
Oh, run the same card. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's funny because that's what I had in my notes that you were going to unblock it on Friday. So let me go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you called me at 8. I mean, I'm actively working as well, so.
Oh, got it. Okay. All right. Well, I got that final payment, so let me go ahead and I will process the cancellation, and then that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. Unless you want to go on the dashboard and take a peek at the results before I do that, I could maybe cancel it at the end of the day instead just so you have time to get on.
I told you I've been locked out of the dashboard. I have not been able. That's right.
Oh, I can show you how to get on it.
Look, I'm just spending too much time now physically when, I mean, I have jobs that I've sold myself. So like, I mean, losing an hour here is like losing like $400 or $500. Like that's why I'd rather just go with someone else. I mean, because I mean, I think you're honestly, this is something I can do myself. And I'm having to stop, answer phone calls, and, like, do all this. I mean, I can ride my own algorithm or try to track it and start doing it. I mean, I know how it works. The whole problem was for y'all to save me time in doing so. And, I mean, I know how to get results, too. Like, and then y'all stop. Here's what, y'all stop performing because, but you're still charging me, but y'all stop performing on your part, but y'all still charge me. Like that's just straight robbery. Like,
well, let's just say, for example, that somebody hired you to do maybe a big HOA contract, right? Where you
you're
know
they're
still pay
charging
you.
Me though.
You're, no, no, but
is,
hear me.
Your intent is to still charge me for the month that y'all did not work for. So whatever, that's how I see it, and that's how it is, because literally that's what went down. Y'all said, oh, everything stopped because it was late payment. Well, that's fine. y'all shouldn't charge me at that point. Y'all charge me from what the work y'all done, and we'll cut ties from there.
That makes sense. I can see where you're coming from totally.
Total fucking bullshit.
I get it. So, but I'm offering you to give you that extra time on the back end, and I know you're busy, and you might be just worried if I did that you might forget to call, by the 16th
of May. If you do it, just automatic cancel. Like, put a note that it's going to be automatic cancel for next month. But I am not, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to see any results that are going to change my mind. So if you extend it, you put a note in there that it's automatic cancel, I don't want to charge at all. And if I change my mind, I'll call y'all and say that I would continue service. That's the only way that I would do that.
So there isn't a way to set it up as an automatic
cancel. Okay, well then that's what I'm saying. I don't want to spend any more time on the phone with y'all. Go ahead and cancel it. Okay. I'm done with the conversation.
I get it. Okay. All right. No problem, Manolo, but have a nice weekend coming up anyway. Okay. I'll cancel it right now. You'll get a confirmation.